Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Jimmy bringing us back. Mr. Hendricks, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Jay-Z has been a longtime member of our brain trust all the way back to 99. He's an award-winning journalist, author of three books on being home-based. I encourage you to check out his website, gotwords.com, also chiefhomeofficer.com. You'll find out what he does there. And I'll tell you, folks, if you need your best foot forward, put forward in the marketplace, Jeffrey can help you with your words. I encourage you to let him do that. He's pretty reasonable in his prices, too. I've written him a check or two. Hey, Jeffrey, thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Jim.
We're going to completely change the subject. This is completely off of what we often talk about, although we do wander off sometimes. I want to talk about respect and stages. So yesterday, a member of Congress was—I guess it was yesterday. May have been the day before. A member of Congress was sworn in for the first time. His whole family was there. Speaker Ryan was there. The Bible was there, and his teenage son was in the middle, holding the Bible with his dad's hand on it, Speaker Ryan's hand on it, and the kid does this dabbing thing. Most people have probably seen it, where he raises his elbow and puts his nose into his elbow while the pictures are being taken.
Right.
He's photobombing, right?
Right.
That's basically, the dabbing is not important. He's photobombing the moment his father's photo record is being created.
Right.
For their family, for the rest of their lives, for their grandchildren will be looking at this picture saying, my grandfather was a congressman. How about that?
Right.
He's photobombing. Jeffrey, this is probably a good kid. What's he thinking?
He's thinking he's doing what almost any 17-year-old would do in that moment. But I don't want to say any because I don't want to besmirch every 17-year-old.
You wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it.
I can't imagine
People are laughing about this, Jeffrey. This isn't funny. This is about basic respect. I don't care what generation you are.
Right.
Kids, please, have your fun. I'll laugh with you. You can make me the butt of your joke. But when we get into a moment like this, look around you and see what's going on and say, okay, is this about him or is this about me? What do you think,
Jeff? This is about decorum. And this is about respecting, you know, your father in his moment. Now, I'm looking at the photo right now online,
yeah.
And there's probably a 2-year-old being held by a woman on the right, and the kid looks like he's got his tongue stuck out, but he's a 2-year-old.
Right.
That you can expect. You
know, that's funny.
As we know, when we've shot photos with our children, you got to get that right moment. And with digital, you know, you got to just pop, 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 because you know someone, if there's a child in there, something's going to go wrong in the moment, but you'll get that right shot. For a 17-year-old, he knows better.
Well, let me ask
moment.
You a question, Jeffrey. He's 17. He's about to become an intern for somebody. He's
right.
Going to be looking for an intern job. If he came to me, I would interview him. I said, let me ask you a question, Cal. What were you thinking? What makes me think that you won't do something like that when you work for me, even though because it was only a year ago?
Right.
What makes you think, or he may be 18, he may graduate from high school this year, I don't know. What makes me think that if I give you an opportunity to represent my company, you won't do something stupid like that?
Well, let's take it a step further than just this. Let's say this is just anything, and this is on social media now.
Yeah.
So
anybody,
we've long argued, you and I have had this conversation where kids post things of themselves, whether underage with a beer, whether out partying with friends, and they post it to social media. Hirers, companies, employers are now hiring companies to go out and scour social media.
They are.
You know, Jim Blasingame wants a job with my company. Go out and look at his social media. Companies do that for a living.
And
but
if you
so
want to make
Cal
if you
Marshall
wanna,
in perpetuity is going to have his face here.
Yeah, and if you want to screw up your own life, that's on you. But this was your father's moment.
Right.
That the whole family had worked hard for.
Right.
And I'm telling you, I just went nuts. I thought how does he have no idea where he is?
Right.
The room he's in.
Right.
I just don't get it. The other thing, quick thing, the celebrities who are now putting out these videos demanding that the government be obstructed if it doesn't do things that these people think are politically correct.
Right.
Now, regardless of your politics, Jeffrey, a megaphone, Republican, Democrat, Bush, Trump or Obama or whoever, regardless of your megaphone, it has implications well beyond the people you're talking to, making a video about, or tweeting about, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely. And I think from this kid, Cal Marshall, what he's doing to a celebrity or an athlete on a public stage, we got to realize that even you and me talking now, if one of us blasted something out there that was a slur or something vulgar or whatever, and someone heard it and then reposted it, it's going to affect somebody somewhere. And we have to realize that large or small, even walking in public where there are video cams and there are, surveillance cameras.
Right.
I saw a video this past week of a guy pickpocketing somebody, realizing he was caught on video cam,
uh-huh.
putting it back and bowing in front of the camera, like seeking apology, putting it back.
I was just kidding. I was just seeing if I could.
Exactly.
But the thing is that I wanted to say what we've said today, because I just don't think what that kid did was funny. And this other thing with the actors and with other people who have a megaphone, be careful what you say, because as Jeff said, in today's world, it lives forever. And it might have the wrong implications. Hey, Jeffrey, thank you for being here. Good job.
Always a pleasure.
I feel better. How about you?
Yeah, there you go. It was cathartic. Cleansing of the soul.
Jeffrey Zabar, chiefhomeofficer.com, gotwords.com. You'll be glad you did. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.